there. This is Crazy Indian. No, I'm not crazy. I always say that, but just because. you know, I am not alone in this world the way I feel. I have worked almost all my life. I think it's getting harder to get a job. I'm not sure why, but I applied for a lot of jobs. I've had a lot of jobs. I've had over really 30 jobs. Only because I've worked part-time, because I've always worked part-time with my full-time job. So I like to get out there and experience and do things and be active and make money and try everything. I'm not one to not try. I've always been that way. I had lots of jobs. I can actually tell you I've had, I think, at least 30 jobs. No kidding. Like I said, part-time, and today was a really big disappointment. Didn't even have this job but 2 days. And it wasn't like I was applying for NASA. Or applying to be a job to be the president, or applying a job to be a CEO for a firm company when most can do that and get away with it, like Alex Murloff. I'm going to say it, because you know what? That mother trucker got away with everything, and here we are. People like me, you, I'm not in this world alone, trying to make ends meet. But today was a disappointment. And I usually don't get disappointed. But today was a disappointing day. Like I said, I didn't apply for a NASA job. Just a job. And just because they let me go after 2 days, it's not because they let me go. But, you know, the way they do it sometimes, it's really embarrassing. I know I'm not the only one they probably do it to. I'm sure there's thousands of companies that do this to everybody. Everybody. But most of us are here trying to work. I want to work. Would like to work. And be successful. No matter what it is. We make this world go around. It doesn't matter what job it is. McDonald's. Starbucks. A phone company. A lawyer's office, NASA, Brakes Plus, Walmart, just in general. It doesn't matter what anybody, and we should not look at them as just a job, or they don't have education, or nobody knows anybody's background. Nobody has that right to think that right that way either sometimes. When you're being served coffee at midnight through a drive-thru, thank God they're there for you. So you can run around and take care of other people's stuff. We make it convenient for people that are well, way up there. Way up there, you know, the one that, I don't know how they got, I'm sure they, half of them went to school, and I believe that, of course, education is the must, it's a must, but sometimes, you know, life gets in the way, you gotta take care of business, you gotta, got to, nobody should have to explain that to you or them. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but, you know. We're not alone in this world. And sure feels like it when you get let go after 2 days the way they did it. You sure feel alone. Maybe if my mom was here, it'd be okay, but, you know, she's not here. She's not here for me to talk to. So I hope that whoever's out there doesn't feel alone. That you don't feel alone. I'm out there. I'm here. I hope somebody's supporting you. I have my siblings. I have a baby girl that's pretty cool. She's not a baby anymore. But I'll just tell you, it's really disappointing when somebody does what they do to you at a job. And I'm not knocking any job, because we all jobs need to keep afloat like everybody else in this crazy world. So we can have some kind of, you know, peace. I'm not here asking to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. 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 Anyways, y'all take care. And we're not alone in this world. But sometimes it feels that way. I'll see you on the next page. Thanks for listening. Talk soon. Walk in peace.